Hachette Audio presents A Place Called Hope, written by Philip Gully, read by Paul Bellantoni. To Joan, my hope. Acknowledgements. No man is an island, and certainly no writer. Thank you, Steve Hanselman and Stacy Denny, my agents, for keeping me gainfully employed. I'm also grateful to the good people at Center Street, especially Christina Boys, who with tact and good humor fixed my many errors. Lee and Mary Comer answered the occasional legal question. The people at Fairfield Friends Meeting tolerated my absence with good cheer, most likely because my co-pastor, Jennifer Silvers, is a better preacher than me. I appreciate them and Jennifer. Nevertheless, if there are any errors in this book, it is the fault of those who gave me poor advice. A writer is only as good as his or her advisors. A note to my listeners. When my children were young, my family returned to the small Indiana town where I was raised, hoping to find an environment conducive to child-rearing and book-writing. Heeding the age-old counsel to write what you know, I wrote about Sam Gardner, a Quaker pastor serving his hometown church, Harmony Friends Meeting. 5 novels and 2 novellas later, I moved on to theology, wanting to articulate a progressive spirituality I hoped would make a positive contribution to our society. It remains to be seen whether that has happened, but I enjoyed the opportunity, still remain committed to that goal, and continue to write and speak about that as opportunities arise. But I sure did miss Sam Gardner, and so, it appears, did many of my readers who wrote asking of his whereabouts. Sam and I, regrettably, had lost touch with one another. He was busy with his life, and I